and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Catholic priest and popular author Andrew Greeley, born Oak Park, Illinois, 1928. Ordained a priest, 1954. Went to the University of Chicago, did his graduate work in sociology. He's published close to 170 works, subjects everything from the Catholic imagination, Catholic education, and sociological analysis, but best known for his novels, including The Cardinal Sin, which came out in 1981. Andrew Greeley, who once said, "Sometimes I suspect that my obituary in the New York Times will read, 'Andrew Greeley, priest, wrote steamy novels.'" It's the birthday of the actor and director and writer Christopher Guest, born New York City, 1948, grew up a fan of the comedian Peter Sellers, went to the High School of Music and Art in New York City, went to NYU, was in off-Broadway plays, wrote music and lyrics for National Lampoon's Lemmings, the show at the Village Gates Theater in New York, and then became well-known for his mock documentaries, starting with This Is Spinal Tap, 1984, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, and For Your Consideration, in each of which he's worked with a troupe of actors, including Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara and Fred Willard, improvisational, the characters' backgrounds and an outline scripted, but the actual dialogue invented on the spot. It's the birthday of Siamese twins, conjoined twins, Daisy and Violet Hilton, born Brighton, England, 1908. They became a famous vaudeville act and toured through the 1920s. The Hilton Sisters Review appeared in a film in 1932 called Freaks. Despite the fact that they were conjoined, they enjoyed romantic relationships and engagements. They continued touring as an act for many years, but then reached middle age, fell into obscurity, set up a hamburger stand in 1955 called the Hilton Sisters Snack Bar, settled in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they worked at a supermarket weighing produce until they died in 1968 of the Hong Kong flu. It's the birthday of the author and playwright and composer Elizabeth Swados, born in Buffalo, 1951, author of the play Runaways, a musical, 1978, and the play Alice in Concert. Also a book entitled My Depression, a picture book, a story of her own personal struggle with depression. And it's the birthday of the physicist Robert Hofstadter, born in 1915, New York City, best known for his research on the nucleus of the atom. He measured the precise size and shape of the proton and neutron, for which he was given the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1961. Here's a poem for today by David Ignato, entitled Self-Employed, for Harvey Shapiro. Self-employed. I stand and listen, head bowed, to my inner complaint. Persons passing by think I am searching for a lost coin. You're fired, I yell inside, after an especially bad episode. I'm letting you go without notice or terminal pay. You just lost another chance to make good. But then I watch myself, standing at the exit, depressed and about to leave, and wave myself back in, wearily. For who else could I get in my place to do the job in dark, airless conditions? Self-Employed, a poem by David Ignato from Against the Evidence, Selected Poems 1934 to 1994. Published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.